This comes from Colossians chapter 2, verse 1-7. And it reads, "For I want you to know how much I am struggling for you, and that those in Laodicea, and for all of those who have not seen me face to face, I want their hearts to be encouraged and united in love, so that they may have all the riches assured understanding and have the knowledge of God's mystery. That is, God is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am saying this so that no one may deceive you for plausibly arguments. From through my absent body, yet I am with you in spirit. I rejoice you in morale and firmness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live up your lives in him, rooted up and built in him, and established in faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." This is the word of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So this past, 8 months of confirmation, I've been asked, the same question repeatedly, saying, "Oh, do you accept Christ?" And I guess, when thinking about it, my impulse is to say, yes, I do. But when I really think about it, I had to think about, do I really know what it means to accept Christ? And so for the past 8 months, I really had to think about, is this really the choice I want to take? So through confirmation, I have learned what it means to commit my life to God. I have learned that accepting God as my Lord and Savior is more than just saying I'm a Christian. It's about living the way of God wants us to live and spreading the gospel and serving the Lord. I've also learned that by committing myself to the Lord, I am putting all my trust in him. And that means not putting any doubt that he's not there and always, keeping my faith. Even though confirmation has been a lot longer than we expected, it really helped me get a better understanding and really reflect on what I've learned. And I think it's actually helped me mature a lot more and really understand what I'm committing myself to. And I'm really grateful for everyone who's been a part of this process, like my parents and my mentors. And I've also really learned that this choice really is solely dependent on me. I have to decide. No one else can decide for me. And I think that is a really big step in my faith. And I think that through confirmation, I have really grown in my faith and created a better relationship with God.
Wow, it's tall up here. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Bailey Louie. And let's see. Okay. Going through confirmation, I really found my love for our Lord through these past 8 months. I guess Pastor Eva really wanted to make sure I was ready to be confirmed without any doubts. Now I'm ready to become a child of God. One verse that I thought that applied to the confirmation was from 1 John chapter 3, verses 2-3, and it reads, "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this, when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is, and all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure." From this verse, personally I've learned that as a Christian, my path will be unique and filled with its own obstacles, but I know that one thing will remain constant, and that's my faith. Going through this confirmation, we were assigned mentors to help us be really sure of our faith and to make sure that we really wanted to do this. And my mentor was Alyssa, and having Alyssa as my mentor really helped the lesson sink in, and I just knew that Pastor Eva matched us up, and it was a good match, so thank you for that. She came to me, and she was so sure of her faith and that God was real, and he worked through Alyssa to help me realize what faith was to me. So Alyssa and I had a Bible study at her house, and she sat me down one-to-one, and she asked me if I truly wanted to be, confirmed. And coming from Alyssa, she was more of my age, so it was more of a personal level. I began to really think about my answer, And there was a silence awaiting for my answer, and at that moment, I felt God's presence in the room, and that made me realize my answer, which was to accept Lord into my heart. And as I grow in my faith, I ask that a church you help me in the right path, and that I am eager to continue my path. Thank you.
During these couple of months, we went through confirmation class, and I'd just like to share with you what I've learned. One of the things that really stuck out to me was the three simple rules for living. Pastor Eva went through sermons on each rule, but the third rule, stay in love with God, stuck out to me the most. During confirmation, I was questioning my faith of whether I really was a Christian or not, and she just reminded me that staying in love with God meant being faithful to Him until the end. After some thought, I realized that my devotion is not always completely God. For school, sports, grades, and the like become a barrier and stop me from devoting all my love wholeheartedly to God. I was reminded that staying in love with God meant laying down the worries of this world and putting my trust in God. And if I trust in God, there really is nothing to be worried about, for He has a plan for me. And I can see that in this church, though many times things do not go as planned, God's plan always prevails. So I would like to continue on my faith journey to see more of what God has in store for me and all the rest who choose to follow Him. I'd also like to take this moment to thank all the members of this church who have taught, and guided me along the way to where I am now. And I just really love this church as I've grown up and just been nurtured here. And I'd like to thank my family for supporting me in my decisions, and I especially want to thank Hiro, my mentor, for taking out time of his busy life to help guide me during this time. Thank you.
Hello. So, pineapple. Okay. Greetings, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. What can I say? Confirmation has been an amazing experience / learning opportunity. So I've learned a lot about the Wesleyan Quadrilateral and how I should make decisions based on my faith. And I've also learned the most important lesson, which is that God has many plans for me and that everything I do is not according to His will, but to mine. I pray that God is not done with me yet and that He has many things for me to fulfill. So coming here, coming so far in life, yeah, I'm only 14, but it's pretty far. I'd like to thank some people who've made my life great. So I'd like to start off by thanking my uncle and my aunt for taking care of me and loving me like their own son. I'd like to thank Uncle Gaius for being patient with me and for teaching me so much about music and what it is like for being a Christian. Sorry, kind of sad, but okay. Okay, got this. I'd like to thank Jonathan for setting a good example of what a Christian man should be like and for teaching me so much about life in general. I'd like to thank Aaron for teaching me how to drum and for giving me a good confirmation experience. I'd also like to thank Hiro, who's been a good brother and has helped me through thick and thin and some geometry homework. I'd like to thank my youth counselors and the members of this church for teaching me about the Christian faith and for nurturing me / guiding me. Lastly, I'd like to thank my mom for raising me to the best of her ability and for taking me to church. Thank you.
I need the box. So as you can see, it's been a joy to work with Sean and Kristen and Bailey and Jason and Jonathan during this time. Their parents have also written them a special note, and I encourage the parents to give it to them later when we celebrate together with our Mother's Day luncheon. We now invite the children to come forward, and just imagine these children as they're coming forward, that in a few years they will be going through confirmation as well, and we want to continue to be as a church supporting our children and youth. The children will now come forward to prepare for the offering piece, and then the ushers will come forward to receive the offering bags.